Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where if you are on our YouTube channel, you know the movie we're talking about, because as soon as I start, I've got the poster right here. If you are on our podcast channels, we are talking about the movie Greenland that came out in 2020. Now, you may be thinking, why are we talking about this one and not the new one? Well, to understand the new one, you kind of got to see this one, because they play off of each other and pick up one where the other one left a few years after the other one leaves off, and it's an asteroid movie. It's a planet killer movie. It's a disaster movie. It's an apocalypse movie. And you're probably thinking, blah, 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 blah. It's seen it, done it, watched it, done and over with. And yes, these movies are a dime a dozen, admittedly. And some are done slightly better than others. Some are definitely done better than others, but there's definite inspirations from, you can, as you're watching this, you can kind of pick up, okay, they got this from this one, they got this from this, they got this from Deep Impact a little bit, they got this from just a bunch of other of the asteroid movies and planet killer movies and just disaster movies and just kind of all of that. And then this one is no different. So if you are not into those movies, I would at least hope that you'll stick around, because this one has a few surprises in it that you don't necessarily expect. This one is available on HBO Max currently. I don't know how long that's going to be for, or how long I don't get anything for promoting HBO Max or anything. I just have been checking that out, and I just rewatched that. I watched this when it first came out in the theater, and I put the thing up on MovieDeputy.com, and I was like, this review is coming soon. Why did I do that? I don't know. So I had to rewatch it. It's like, I kind of remembered it, but I wanted to rewatch it to kind of refresh everything in my brain. But before I get too deep into the movie, I want to share with you the trailer for this one. And so we'll kind of get into that, and I'll stop it at key points and talk about some stuff along the way. So if you are on our podcast channels and you want to come over here and check out the trailer, that is awesome. I hope that you do. Because when you get me, you get more than just the trailer. You get the whole commentary, you get this, you get that, you get a little bit of something extra. So, but I always try to have fun with it. But let's check out the review, the trailer.
I swear I'm going to get my family in a bunker.
Now, what bunker is he talking about? Well, when the government's aware of what's going on, and so they've been planning for this for quite some time. And you know me, no spoilers ever, no spoilers, you don't have to worry about that. But the public doesn't realize what's going on until the last minute. And they realize that the military has these secret bunkers in different parts of the world. And so John Allen Garrity, that's the dad, he's an engineer contractor person. And he builds buildings for a living. He supervises the building of buildings. Sorry, that's a tongue twister. And different people are chosen for their different skill sets that get chosen to go to the bunkers. Well, he realizes that him and his wife and son are chosen to go. But there's a catch. And you know me, I won't spoil that.
Is this Clark, interstellar comet?
Right?
I mean,
yeah,
big news.
I don't see Clark.
Oh, maybe he's still sleeping.
Dad.
They're just living their lives normally, thinking that Clark is just going to be a near miss.
Fragments are now expected to enter our atmosphere.
That's right. I know that you're just...
What are they saying?
More of the same.
And I mean, they're just treating it like how many of the other disaster type things have happened. It's like, oh, there's going to be some fragments. What are they saying? Oh, just the same. It's got blah, 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 burn up in the atmosphere, blah, blah, blah. Only.
Whoa. Where are they going?
What would you think if you looked up and you saw dozens of military jets all flying in one direction? Make me wonder.
I don't know. When the first chance is about to hit.
Hit?
Only part of it. It's going to rush.
Would you look at that?
Wait, what is the explosion?
getting word that the fragment has hit Central Florida.
Oh my God.
Wait, are some more pieces gonna hit?
Come on, let's go.
The sky's on fire.
2 days. They got it all wrong. There's a ton of fragments. Planet killers.
Space agencies are predicting an extinction level event.
We're gonna get together. All right, get up. We're just trying to get to safety.
And that's where the adventure ensues, because people have been told to believe that this is a near miss. It's just going to be a few fragments. And now people are given less than 2 days warning that this is an extinction level event. You can imagine the panic that ensues.
Back in the military flights to bunkers in Greenland.
It's our only chance.
We'll find him. It's okay.
Clark's largest fragment will hit in less than 24 hours.
I swear, I'm gonna get my family into that bunker.
I know you will, son.
If you are hearing this broadcast, seek shelter immediately.
What is it? What's going on?
If you are hearing this broadcast,
oh my God, Johnny, go!
Seek shelter immediately. Seek shelter immediately.
And you may be wondering why Greenland. Well, that is never really explained in the story. But the bunker is in Greenland. And like I said, there's some, I won't spoil it by giving that away, but there's something that they end up missing their flight, their government flight to Greenland, and so they have to find another way. Well, as we know, there's a sequel. It's not spoiling it if I tell you that they do make it to Greenland, but the adventure along the way will definitely keep you on the edge of your seat. This is not cinematic excellence by any means, but it's entertaining, it's exciting. There's a lot that's going on and a lot of different dynamics. You've got family dynamic, you've got loyalty, you've got so many different things going on. And then you've got just the absolute desperation of survival. And, you know, you've probably heard me say that in another recent review as well, hint, hint. But that's kind of where I was going with this. Now, I want to share the podcast image, which I just kind of shrunk this one down. And just kind of squared it off a bit and then took care of the lettering and everything. And I added a little bit to the lettering just to kind of make it pop a little bit, but nothing out of the ordinary. Now, you may be wondering, I haven't said I'm guilty or innocent on this one yet. Well, surprisingly, I'm going innocent. There's a little bit of strong language in this, but nothing that is over the top. But maybe something that a few people might find concerning, as there's a few things of language that might be a little inappropriate for the youngest of viewers, but story-wise, there's nothing like scary or overly violent or anything, unless you count the fact that an asteroid's going to wipe out life on the planet. Scary. But yeah, well, that's a whole other story in and of itself. But like I said, this is far from cinematic excellence, but this definitely is entertaining. And I was really kind of captivated by this. It's like, I kind of like those types of movies a bit. And even people that I know that aren't really big fans of sci-fi movies even found this one to be entertaining. So, like I said, it's not something that's must see or anything like that, but it's definitely worth the watch. And if you're going to check out the new one, you probably want to take the time and check this one out. You could probably rent it on instant video across multiple different platforms. And like I said, it is available on HBO Max as well. And again, I don't get any kickback for that. It's just mentioning that. But like I said, if you're planning on the new one, this is one that you're definitely going to want to check out ahead of time, because there's probably going to be a lot of references in the new one that aren't going to make sense without this one. So whether you saw it when it first came out or you've just seen it recently and you're excited for the new one, I would love to hear your feedback. Now, you may be wondering where I end up with the score. Like I said, it's not but it's not either. So I did come in at Greenland with just a 6, but I'm giving it a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale, so a 6.0 out of 10, which is watchable, decent story, and, I mean, some flaws. So, I mean, it's Hollywood. Like I said, it's not supposed to be cinematic excellence. It's just supposed to be entertaining, And it definitely succeeds at that. So be sure to come back tomorrow. We are going to have Greenland 2 Migration. We're going to have our review of that up for you. And I don't want you to miss a moment. So be sure to hit those buttons and make sure you turn on the notifications so you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. Till later, guys. Bye-bye.